Well, in fact, there is a single European Union position which has the support of all three institutions, the Parliament, the Commission and the Council, which was put together in the December, the 8th of December last year. There was a statement issued by all 27 members of the European Council of Foreign Ministers, which outlined clearly what the European Union's position was with regard to the various issues like East Jerusalem, settlements, refugees, Palestinian state, etc., etc., the need for a multilateral negotiations to ensure that there is regional peace, not just it's not just a process between Israel and the Palestinians and so forth. And in fact, I and others have argued that this document should be the reference document for the negotiations at large for the United States as well as for Europe. United States have not taken that on board just yet. But I would argue that the United States, which obviously is the most powerful in terms of its hardware, if you like, and the fact that it gives something like $3 billion a year to Israel, including the most modern weapons available to it. So clearly they have a much more powerful direct role with Israel than the European Union. But on the other hand, the European Union has trade with Israel to the tune of, I think it's, we buy in the region of, I think it's 11 or 12 billion euros worth of goods from Israel, which is comes in under a special association agreement on industrial and agricultural goods, which is very beneficial to Israel. I have been arguing that that Europe should sort of say, look, unless we get movement on the issue of negotiations on an agreement, which everybody knows at this stage what the parameters of it will be, then we're going to have to tighten the screw on this agreement. Now, there have been resistance to that up to now, and probably will continue to be. But I think it's important that voices are heard constantly, that Israel hears voices constantly from Europe saying, look, you know, we are your friend, but we cannot stand aside and watch the Palestinian people being literally ground into the ground. It cannot go on. I think Israel increasingly is seeing that. I think there are shifts in the US position, which I think is being demonstrated at the moment. Israel, I think, have stepped over the line on a number of occasions in the last 12 months. The war on Gaza last year really shocked virtually everybody that I came across in Europe, are shocked by the death toll of civilians and children in that war, and the deliberate nature of the attack, which Goldstone found to be a deliberate use of disproportionate force, contrary to the Geneva conventions. That alone should force Europe to say, you've got to stop now or else we're going to take action. So this is the kind of debate that's going on in Europe, and I think it's probably going on in the United States as well. Hardened, I have to say, by the fact that Joe Biden, Vice President Joe Biden, was insulted, having landed in Israel. Israeli officials in Jerusalem announced a new settlements, which has created huge dissent in the United States and anger in the United States at being treated like this by somebody they consider to be their best ally in the region.
Yeah, I remember this incident, but I also remember that it shortly after Obama gave a reassuring speech that nothing will break the tie between Israel and...
Of course,
the,
and I wouldn't expect him to say anything else. I mean, you know, he's a politician, he's facing elections in the United States, but he has not backed off the conditions that he has asked Netanyahu to comply with. Netanyahu has not yet responded to the conditions Obama has made in order to get the proximity talks going and getting a process going. There's a cat and mouse sort of test going on between Israel and the United States at the moment to see who will blink first. So far, Obama has not blinked. He's not going to say tomorrow, Israel is no longer our friend. That's impossible. He cannot do that. After all, he does still require an ally in the region. at that sort of level, but nevertheless there would be also a political commitment to Israel and the security of Israel, which is understandable. I accept that the need for security for Israel. It's how we reach the position where that security can be guaranteed. The Arab states, the Arab League has to play a role in that, the United States has to play a role in that, and Europe has to play a role in that. But the Palestinian people shouldn't be asked to pay the price.